sleepover with a furry giant. It was an extra special Friday afternoon, and Lucas had just received the best news ever. His mom agreed to a grand sleepover with one big hairy guest. Not just any guest, but the most well-known fuzzy creature from the Forest Tales. However, there was one house rule. You must use the doormat before coming in, Mom firmly stated. Lucas nodded eagerly. This was going to be a sleepover of legends. Evening came, and with it, the shadows grew longer and a gentle rumbling could be heard in the distance. Lucas opened the door, and there stood his giant furry friend, with fur as thick as the forest. "Hello, Lucas!" The creature boomed with a voice that was surprisingly gentle for his size. "Hi. Remember to wipe your feet, okay?" Lucas reminded. The furry giant lifted one colossal foot and placed it on the doormat. As he wiped, the doormat squished, squeaked, and squiggled. "This is harder than picking berries," chuckled the creature. Lucas laughed. "That's perfect. Come on in now. The fun's about to start." Excitement filled the air as they played board games, told stories, and shared snacks. Every time the gentle giant needed to go out and in, the doormat ritual was repeated. Squish, squeak, squiggle. As the moon hung high and yawns grew longer, it was time to settle down. With a blanket as big as a tent and a pillow as fluffy as his fur, the gentle giant curled up on the living room floor. Lucas snuggled in his bed, whispering, "Good night, big buddy." The reply came, rumbling softly like a lullaby, "Good night, little friend." And in a house where rules were followed and feet were wiped, two friends from two worlds slept, dreaming the happiest dreams. Sleepovers were indeed quite marvelous.